Both Moses and Jesus make what seem to be very similar statements in our first reading and in our gospel reading today. Moses, who was speaking on behalf of the Lord, said to the Israelites, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." And then Jesus commanded his disciples, as we heard in the gospel, to be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. And while these two sort of commandments sound very, very similar, the difference between them is actually huge. To be holy in the Old Testament meant to love the people who essentially were like you. So if you were holy in the Old Testament, well, you didn't hate your brother or your sister. You didn't seek revenge or hold a grudge against your own people. You loved your neighbor as you loved yourself. In a lot of ways, holiness in the Old Testament was very narrow, sort of self-referential. Love your own people, be good to your own people, but certainly you shouldn't be expected to love or treat outsiders with the same respect and the same love you treat your own people. For them, it was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And that's the way it was until Jesus Christ came. And he completely and radically changed what holiness looks like, what perfection looks like. With Jesus, the standard of holiness was not based on what family or what tribe or what religion you happened to be born into. The standard was now universal mercy. Just as the Father is kind and merciful to the good and the evil alike, just as he allows the sun to shine on the sinner and the saint, so his disciples were called to show mercy and kindness to everyone. Those in their families that hurt them, those in their communities that let them down, those who think like them and those who don't think like them, those who have hurt them, those who have lied to them, have cheated on them, and even the people that never ask for forgiveness. To be perfect means to be merciful and kind to all people without exception. And if you want to know what that looks like, practically speaking, it looks like that. It looks like Christ hanging from the cross, offering forgiveness to the Roman soldiers who had just tortured him and hung him on the cross to die. And it's important when we read Scripture that we understand that they never asked for forgiveness. Those soldiers did not ask, and yet Christ forgave them. And I've said this before, but it always amazes me to think and meditate upon the fact that he actually went so far as to make excuses to forgive them. "Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they're doing. Father, forgive them, they don't even know who I am, because if they knew who I was, they wouldn't do this to me." So I think when you combine today's gospel passage, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect," with Christ's words at the cross, it becomes clear that perfection demands that we go so far as even to make excuses for the ones who have hurt us in order to forgive them, rather than let bitterness or darkness enslave us and take root in our souls. I think this is the hardest part about being a Christian. It's the hardest part for me. And I know that often I have been a slave to bitterness and to past hurts. And my guess is that maybe a few of you can understand and relate. So what's the best way to move forward? What's the best way to get out of that darkness and back onto the path of perfection, that path of kindness and mercy? We have to seek the help of the only person who ever lived a life of perfection, who never let darkness and bitterness seep into her heart, and never even for a moment became a slave to sin. We have to seek the help of the Blessed Mother, of Mary. And it's important for us to remember and to remind ourselves that Mary was not God. Mary was not divine in any way. She was perfectly 100% human, just like you and just like me. She was tempted like us. She was hurt like us. She was lied to. She was cheated. She was tortured, just like us. She even watched her son be nailed to the tree. She saw the very face of the men who did that to her son. And you know, despite seeing that and witnessing that and feeling the emotion and the sorrow, she never for a second held a grudge. She never let that bitterness destroy her heart. She even forgave those men who did that. And I think that if we wish to live a life of perfection, the quickest way to get out of that darkness and out of the bitterness and onto the path of holiness is to ask the help and the intercession of the Blessed Mother. Now, what I'm not talking about, and I'm guilty of this too, is I'm not just talking about saying a quick Hail Mary and rattling off those words as quickly as we can, saying that that's a devotion to our Blessed Mother. Because it's not. What I'm talking about is developing and forging a deep relationship with the Mother of God, the very woman who Christ chose as His Mother and entrusted to each and every one of His disciples on the cross. I know I use the words promise and guarantee a lot, but it's my last Mass, so of course I'm going to do it. I guarantee you that if you go to her with your whole heart and you beg her to help you, she will. 100%. St. Louis de Montfort, the great Marian saint, said that the quickest path to perfection is through the Blessed Mother. The quickest path to perfection is through the Blessed Mother. And that makes perfect sense. That's what I love about Catholicism, faith and reason. It always makes sense. Our faith always makes sense. Why does it make sense that the quickest way to heaven, the quickest way to perfection, the quickest way to get out of our hurts and bitterness is to go through Mary? Because that's what Jesus did. The second person of the Trinity, God Himself, chose to redeem the world by going through Mary. He chose her and only her to be the singular vessel through which salvation flowed, the singular vessel through which every single grace and blessing and divine help came through. And it's important for us to know and remember that there is not a single grace in the world that came to us that did not go through Mary. And so what that means for us is very, very simple. If we need grace, if we need help, if we need direction, if we don't know how to kick a certain sin, and I don't care what the sin is or how long we've been addicted to that sin, we go to Mary. And we ask her to obtain for us whatever graces we need, whatever help we need. But here's the thing. We can't be presumptuous. And we can't be selfish in going to her and asking and just expecting to her to do for us what we please. We have to show her that we're serious. That we're serious about living a life of holiness. That we want to be on that path of perfection. That we were willing to do anything we can and within our power to live a life like her son. And so I would suggest, as the church has always given us, that if we really want to do something and be someone better and get out of a certain way, that we commit after going to Mary through some sort of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We have to put our own skin in the game a little bit. And then we, with great confidence, say, Mary, this is what I'm doing. I can only do this. This is all I can do as a weak human being. I can offer a little prayer, a little fasting, and a little almsgiving. But then I ask you with great confidence to go to your son and get for me whatever it is that I need. And you do that with 100% confidence, because she will then do it. That's why she exists. That's what Christ did at the cross. Mary, behold your son, your disciple. Mary has never once, in my 38 years on this earth, never once let me down. And she will not let you down. To go through Mary is the quickest way to perfection. She is our way out of darkness. She is our way to get over past hurts. She is the way to forgiveness. And she is the quickest path to heaven. After all, it's the way that Christ chose Himself. Now, speaking of forgiveness, I would like to ask all of you for forgiveness as well, for the times where I wasn't as holy or as good as I should have been, for the times where I was uncharitable, or the times where I was in a hurry or stressed out, which I don't hide very well, for the times where I might have said things either in my homilies or at groups that were out of line, or even things that I maybe said with that were in line, but the tone I said it wasn't as good as it should have been. And maybe for those things which I have said, which I didn't even realize I said or did, that hurt you, I ask for your forgiveness. You know, I can tell you that in my time at St. John's, which admittedly has been very brief, that I have learned so much from you all. I have learned what true generosity looks like. I have learned what true prayer warriors look like. I have learned what real sacrifice and love looks like. And I know when we're in seminary, we often hear people tell us, and it's true, that, you know, God always gives a parish the priest that they need at the time that they need it. But what they don't tell you, and the real truth, is that God gives the priest the parish that he needs when he needs it. And that is certainly true. And I can tell you, one day in heaven you'll see, but this is the place that I really needed, and you are the people that I desperately needed when I came here and my time here. And so I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart that I really do thank you for your kindness and for so much of your support and for your friendship and your prayers and most especially your love. You have made me a better man and a better priest, and for that, I and the entire people of God, believe me, are thankful for. And just know that I've been praying for you, especially as I found out about my move. I'm praying for you. I will continue to pray for you. And I just want you to know the deep love that I have in my heart for every single one of you, for this parish. And I ask in a special way, my private intention for the Mass is that Almighty God, and especially through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, that they will obtain for you, that she will obtain for you every single grace and help that you need, that Almighty God will protect you, that he will fill you with his grace now and always. So again, my love is with you, my prayers are with you, and I thank you for all of your example and for your kindness. God bless you.